Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about when should you build a custom plugin versus using existing plugins. And this topic came to be because, well, both of us are in kind of a situation where there are existing, software out there for WordPress that doesn't quite foot the bill. It doesn't have all the things that we need it to have in the software, in the plugin.
Yeah.
And we felt like it would be great to talk about.
Yeah, you want to share your story and then I'll share mine?
Yeah. So we recently, in the past 6 months, moved from MailChimp over to GetResponse, which is just a different email marketing tool and stuff. And one of the things that I really like about GetResponse is, it allows you to tag, how people get into the lists. And so we can have one major list and then we can tag, whether they purchased a product for us, what product they purchased, if they, signed up on our email list or went for a download. And listen to me, plugin developers, if you're doing a third-party plugin and you're integrating with a lot of these email marketing tools like GetResponse, ActiveCampaign, MailChimp, yada, 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 the list goes on forever, put in the ability to tag, dang it. None of them seem to have it. I mean, none of them. So we've just decided to write our own plugin. And there are some Zaps out there, Zapier, that we could use that would probably solve the problem. But Zapier has a recurring cost per user. Anytime somebody uses that Zap, you end up, having to pay Zapier over the long haul. And truthfully, I just don't want to do it. So we're going to build our own custom plugin, so that we own it and we have it and we'll maintain it and stuff. And then we don't have that recurring cost long term. So that's kind of my beef right now. And one of the reasons why this topic came to be.
Yeah. And I understand your frustration with that, David. I have a similar story, but one quick comment on the email integrations. That seems to be a pretty common thing is, these tools, these form plugins, whatever, even page builders themselves, they'll say, oh, we integrate with these email marketing platforms. But when you actually go to use them, you discover that they're half baked a lot of times. Yeah. Where it does, some of the features, but not all of them. And it makes it essentially useless. Like in your case, you can't use it without the tagging. And, I've seen similar things with MailChimp where it works, but you can only use it with double opt-in, for example. I'm like, well, what if you don't want double opt-in?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And one of the things that, I'm glad that you brought that up because I'm going to give a finite example. So the GetResponse plugin, it'll allow you to add it to a specific list that you want to add it to. Well, one of the powers of GetResponse is you don't have to have 25 lists in your email marketing platform. You have one, Yeah.
That's current email marketing best practice is you have one list and then you segment with things like tagging.
Yeah, and none of them come with the ability to segment the list in the add-on, which is kind of mind-blowing to me, honestly, that you could, one of the biggest, most main, essential, and important features in the email marketing platform is not even taken into consideration on these third-party markets. So if you're using email marketing and I'm going to throw a plug out here for WP the Podcast. Don't waste your money on just listicle stuff, Come talk to us. We'll build you a custom integration plugin for it. Won't cost you a ton of money, and you'll own it and stuff. So there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my absolutely. Rant. End rant. Go, Tim.
All right. So I have a similar story where I'm not necessarily building a custom version, but I'm migrating to something else. And so an example of when you would want to build a custom plugin versus using existing is when you're forced to use workarounds that sort of get the job done. I don't recommend that. That's what I'm currently doing with my e-commerce store on Divi Life, is I'm using WooCommerce and a bunch of different extensions to be able to have a theme and plugin shop and do recurring charges and licensing and everything. And it sort of works. It's, you know, I consider it a workaround because WooCommerce is really meant for physical product companies. And I'm using it for not just a digital, but essentially software with licensing and all these things. And there are workarounds that kind of get the job done, but don't do it that well. And so I'm in the process of migrating everything to easy digital downloads, because they're built for it, and they have a robust platform that's meant for exactly what I'm doing. And so, well, thankfully, I don't have to go and build my own plugin that can handle everything I need to do. But that's a perfect example of when you might need to, is when you're using something or the only solution out there is a workaround that kind of halfway gets the job done, but it's not a good long-term solution. You might consider buckling down and hiring a coder, a developer that can build it for you from scratch, and then you own it and you can determine, you know, what features get added and whatnot. So that's my story.
Yeah, and I think last but not least, which is the most obvious one, which maybe should have been the one that we started out with, but we didn't. Because obviously Tim and I are a little bit peeved that we have to go into custom development to solve what we think are just logical things to be put into the plugins and stuff is if there's no existing plugin at all. You know, we've talked about workarounds and recurring expenses and, you know, obviously if there's no existing plugin whatsoever, that's when you're going to want to create your, you know, your own custom plugin and stuff. And I guess the benefit of doing that is if it's a good enough idea, you could potentially sell it. There might, if you have a need for it, I can pretty much guarantee you there's somebody else out there that has a need for it as well.
Yeah, a lot of some of the best plugins were from people that were scratching their own itch, so to speak, where they needed something, and so they built it, and then they built a business around it because it turns out tons of other people needed it too.
Yeah, hey, that's my story. Yeah. That is Aspen Grove Studios' story for sure. So
yeah,
hope you get a lot of value out of this episode. Be sure to join us tomorrow for Why You Should Get a Business Mentor. Thanks for tuning in, and until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.